Warning. The following podcast is hosted by two people who spend more time reading gossip blogs than they do actual news. Their opinions are their own. Their facts are highly questionable. And there's a good chance that one of them is extremely intoxicated.
World, what's going on? My name is Strawberry. Chunk is here with me. So this is the In Case You Missed It podcast. We're going to spend a quick minute and just wrap up everything that happened last week, all the big stuff.
Yeah, you're busy. You don't have time for everything, but we do because we don't have time for anything else. So exactly. We're going to fill you in.
One of the biggest stories people are talking about is this rap beef between Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj, except problem for the Nicki Minaj fans.
Yeah, no, they're like, well, who's Remy Ma? Who's that?
You don't know of her, probably, because she's been in jail for like 7 years, 9 years. She did a long time.
Yeah, and if you're on the West Coast, you've maybe never heard of her.
She's so New York.
So New York.
And, you know, just sidebar, she got put in jail because she shot her friend. Yeah. Something like that. Like,
she's
it was real
in-house. She's a savage. Yeah, she is a real housewife of New York right there.
So this is how you may know Remy Ma recently.
P.O. say I can't get high, hop in the helicopter, Uber said, go all the way up.
You know her from her All the Way Up verse because she rolls with Fat Joe.
Nicki Minaj claims to be the queen right now. Remy and her have had beef for a long time. There might have been a diss from Nicki, but apparently that was going at Kim Kardashian, not Remy Ma. But Remy just took her time and was like, I got 8 minutes.
Here we go.
Talking about bringing knives to a fight with guns when the only shots you ever took was in your buns.
Oh my God.
She just calls out Nicki for butt implants.
I saw Meek at All Star. He told me your ass dropped the implants that she had put in her ass pop.
Have you ever seen implants that pop? Or
oh,
they?
It's disgusting. Butt, fake butt. She got a fake butt.
Only time you touch the triggers when you Trey Songz, cokehead, you cheated on your man with Ebro.
Stealing lyrics, snorting coke.
Cocaine.
You know, all that stuff.
I might need the footage of you sniffing them ski slopes.
A lot of accusations of drugs and pills.
Well, Trey Songz immediately came out and was like, no. But, yo, man, Trey Songz,
he
yeah.
said no. Ebro said no. But wouldn't you just, like, just for the credit, wouldn't you just take those points and be like, yeah. It happened.
I mean,
whether it happened or not, wouldn't you like those points?
Why Trey Songz came out so quickly? Is he in a relationship of some kind?
How are you on the VMAs that can like you hood? Way across the stage talking about Miley was good. That's Hannah Montana. She was always happy. You only fronted on Mariah because Mariah don't carry. Tried to disrespect Taylor because Taylor wasn't swift enough.
Basically calling out all Nicki Minaj's street cred right there.
That's the beef that Nicki Minaj has had. She had beef with Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
She had beef with Miley Cyrus.
Uh-huh.
And apparently she had beef with Mariah Carey, but Mariah Carey, she don't care about anybody, so she probably even know Nicki Minaj.
Well, no, Mariah and Nicki Minaj didn't get along that one season they were both judges on American Idol. But there's a second one that Remy Ma dropped. It's called Another One, and there's a girl in the beginning.
Remy, not another one.
People are saying that is Mariah Carey.
Why?
Oh, man.
Could be. It could be.
Remy, not another one.
Does that sound like Mariah to you?
Yeah, that's Mariah Carey.
So she's put them her hat in the ring. She's getting involved in the beef, too.
But she probably didn't even know. Mariah's probably like 8 bottles of wine into it. Like, Remy, wine.
There's a rumor.
I want wine and cheese.
There's a rumor Mariah's getting dropped from her label.
Yeah, I mean.
Let me just throw that out there on the In Case You Missed It podcast.
I mean, that last song with YG was garbage. And the last thing that she did that Mariah was hot, she was in Empire for 35 seconds.
Was she on Empire?
She was on Empire with the Jigglies for 35 seconds. It was amazing. It blew up Twitter. That was the last of Mariah.
What about the Oscars? And no, not the whole fake envelope at the end, but when fake Jimmy news. Kimmel brought in all the tourists.
That was awesome.
My name is Gary Allen Cole from Chicago.
Gary from Chicago turned into an instant Instagram celebrity. They made memes out of him. The Chicago Bulls offered him free tickets for a game. There's a pizza spot famous in Chicago said, hey, come on by, you get free pizza anytime. Plot twist, though, guess where Gary was the 20 years before he showed up at the Oscars?
College?
No. He was in federal prison, by the way. So he was.
Not college.
3 days. He got let out 3 days before the Oscars. You know why he went in, right?
Well, they were on a Hollywood tour or something like that.
No, why he went into jail.
Oh, ha, no.
attempted rape by force or fear.
Whoa.
And he's now registered as a sex offender.
Wow.
But, you know, silver lining to this story, while he was in prison, he met a lady and he got engaged to her and she was the one who showed up on the Oscars with them.
Hi, Vicky. Are you here with Gary?
That's my fiance.
Well, oh, really? When are you getting married?
July 18th.
And Denzel married them.
Denzel married them.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. kiss the bride.
Yeah, no, okay, so that vetting process is a presidential vetting process right there. Jimmy Kimmel did not run the facts on the attempted rapist.
Trend in grooming. Have you heard about nostril waxing?
I'll be trying out a nose hair waxing product.
No, but I definitely trim my nostrils.
You get on board with that?
I have a nostril trimmer, beard trimmer attachment, and I get up in my nose. I'm an Italian Jew. I have to. Otherwise, it like goes with my beard and like boogers get stuck. You have to get them because I get them long.
The product I'm trying out is a Japanese nose hair waxing kit.
So her and her boyfriend both try this. Do you want to hear the reaction of when she gets her nose hairs ripped or when he gets his nose hairs ripped?
I think they're going to sound very similar, so let's just go with hers first.
Don't look at the screen. Close your eyes.
There you go. That was it. It was no noise.
She had no reaction.
She had no reaction.
Shocked.
Gross part is they zoom in on the nose hair. All right, then she's going to pull his out.
Ready?
You know when you get a good nose hair and your eye starts watering?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yep.
That's gross. I might have to post that video on the website.
I like the ones where you watch the people pop the pimples. The pimple popping videos?
No.
When they pop on Instagram, I'm like, yeah, I give that 15 seconds. Oh, I'll give that a like.
Uber everywhere. Pre-rolls in my villa. Hey.
You know what? I didn't delete my Uber, even though I should have, because they're awful. And the CEO went off on this driver and like...
No, it was backwards. The driver went off on the CEO.
Well, they were going off on each other, apparently. Right. Like, there was for sure beefing.
Did you hear what it was about?
It was about fares. It was about money in the sense of, like, the dude's going bankrupt driving Uber.
Right, because he drives a black car, which is, like, the top of the line.
Yes. Rich friends get the black car. And
right.
A nice car shows up immediately.
But they used to get big money for driving those nice cars. And now the Uber CEO dropped the rates. So the driver says...
I lost $97,000 because of you.
Well, because that dude probably had to buy a very expensive car at a very bad rate of probably like 25%. There are some scams in the ride sharing industry where like people are buying people cars and charging them 20%. Like, there is some shady stuff going in on the ride sharings, and they're all Priuses, and they all are annoying. Like, when I see a sticker, and I drive a Prius, so I hate everybody, but when I see the Prius and the Lyft and the Uber and all that, like, all the stickers, I just don't want to get hit.
I bankrupt because of you.
Look, you know what?
What?
Some people don't like to take responsibility for their
shit.
They blame everything
in
their life on somebody else.
But why are you sending an email for Town Car?
Good luck.
Good luck to you too, but I know you don't gonna go far.
How crazy is that your CEO gets in the car and you go, hey, I got a bone to pick with you, and then you end up cussing each other out.
That Travis dude, he's done. I mean, he's gonna end up in rehab. He's probably gonna have to do that because unacceptable. It doesn't really matter. If the CEOs can cuss out their employees, if he doesn't go to rehab, I mean, the stock's going down. Delete Uber. Lyft is doing well. You can tip your driver on Lyft.
I like that.
But Uber, again, I mean, they basically became the world's largest transportation company by programming it. They made an app, and that's it, and they contract you. So there's a lot of shady stuff. Drivers living in cars, sleeping in their cars, waiting for the surge pricing.
Really?
So they'll take up parking spots, and they'll sleep in their car waiting for like the 5-6 o'clock surge pricing. That's how they have to make their money now, because they can't make it just doing trips to the airport and driving people around, because you're only getting, like, when I take Uber, like, it's like $5.
Right.
$7. At most, 20.
They're not making money.
They're not making money. You're not making the rates. What he's talking about is Uber Black used to be expensive.
Right.
So you have to have a nice car. But now you can have like a Hyundai Genesis. It's like 25 Gs.
Right.
You can have an old BMW and still be that. But people are buying these. They thought they had to have these nice cars. The ride sharing is a huge, it's a huge scam.
Speaking of scams and controversy, how do you feel about Subway sandwiches? They tested the chicken and they go, yeah, there's 50% chicken DNA in these things.
Not even surprised.
The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation tested chicken at 5 major fast food restaurants. And then there's Subway. Two popular chicken sandwiches they serve had only about half chicken DNA.
There was 50%. Chicken, 50% soy.
The oven-roasted chicken came in at 53.6% chicken DNA. And the sweet onion chicken teriyaki strips had just 42.8%.
Soy and seasoning, basically. I mean, what do you expect? You're paying $4 for a sandwich. What do you expect? Like, tonight, I'm coming in, and I like put the kids to sleep, right? And I'm like, yo, strawberry, man, you want some Taco Bell? Strawberry's like, absolutely not. I'm like, ha ha ha. Then he replied with, absolutely not. I do not want Taco Bell at all. What is wrong with you, fat chunk?
I got my emoji game up on that tweet, though.
That was funny. So, no, of course it is. You expect it to be chicken? You're paying $1.50, $2 for it.
Part of their main advertising is how healthy they are. Hey, stop getting fat. It is healthy. Eat sandwiches.
If you go there and you get it on the pita with all the vegetables and you get no cheese, no mayo. Sure, you could make a sandwich that's 250 calories.
But dude, their bread had problems a couple years ago.
It was a yoga mat.
Their bread had some synthetic stuff in it, didn't they?
Yeah, their bread, I mean, it's a store. They're not making bread like you make bread at home. They're not making bread by mixing like yeast and flour and water and salt. And no, they're getting these loaves that are mini loaves and you put them in an oven and they expand. That's it. I mean, it's just, if you're spending $4 or $5 on a sandwich, when you could be going to a mom-and-pop place, like the place that you were talking about on your Instagram.
Right.
That sandwich was probably like $8-$9.
Yeah,
could spend a little bit more. I'm a deli guy. I can't do Subway. I go to a deli, and we'll spend the extra couple of bucks, because you can, even if it's, you know, even if guacamole is extra, it's still worth it.
So let's talk big bucks then. $1.5 million to buy the BMW that Tupac was shot in.
Some rich weirdo is going to buy that. Some rich weirdo. I hope it's in the Bay Area. Travis, if you're listening, forget Uber. Buy Pac's murder Beamer. $1.5 million. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going up for auction. It's been, I know it's changed hands a couple times after after Tupac was shot in Las Vegas. Vegas PD impounded it and then they auctioned it off. And I know it's changed hands several times. They obviously took the blood out. They covered up the bullet holes, except I know there is a dent. I think it's inside one of the door panels where obviously the bullet's not there, but you can see, hey, a bullet went through a person before it hit this part of the car right now.
Yeah. You know who needs to buy that? Like, whoever owns, like, Media Takeout should buy it and put it in a museum.
Yeah, it's got to be
a museum. Some hip-hop blog or some hip-hopper should buy that and put it, like, in a museum. That's kind of like the 61 Lincoln that JFK was shot in.
That they have that, right?
It's in a museum. Yeah, it's in a museum. You know, or just give it back to Pac when he comes back.
Because it's got...
when he comes back from Cuba, be like, yo, Pac, we got your car. Here you go.
People have been driving a Safeway in this thing. There's over 90,000 miles on this Beamer.
What?
So it's not... It hasn't been, you know, kept in pristine.
People have been using the car.
That's
ridiculous.
They've been using the car.
Well, Suge needs the money, so he must have sold it.
All right, what about getting it and then restoring it with the bullet holes? Put the bullet holes back where they were. It's creepy. And then put the dent in that rim.
You know what? If they've already been going a Safeway in it, if there's been a dog in the backseat.
Yeah,
like
going to the dog park.
If it's been a family car, because it was a nice BMW. It was a 7 Series. It was an early 90s 7 Series. Nice car.
It was nice.
Nah. If it was still shot up and still had the same everything, if it didn't get turned into a Safeway dog car, then nah.
Yeah, I'm a huge Tupac fan. I even get a weird vibe when I go to Vegas and you cross Koval. It's what, Koval in like Florida or Koval in Las Vegas?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Weird vibe because I know that's where it all went down.
Yep.
I would not get this car.
Nope.
You can't. You got to put it somewhere else.
Nah, it's got to be in a museum.
You see the video of Serena Williams? She was just strolling through the park.
Dolores Park, just hanging out.
Just having a stroll at night, and I'm thinking about asking these guys if I could hit with... just to see their reaction.
The Bay Area is popping. There are celebrities all the time. Major players. Like, if you could see Bill Gates, Zuckerberg just walks down the street. Like, he's in the mission hanging out. Like, they've got bodyguards, of course, somewhere, but...
I was at a hole-in-the-wall taqueria in the mission. Hole in the wall, and Carlos Santana is in there ordering a burrito in front of me. Hole in the wall.
They live here, back in the day, you see Robin Williams all the time. Like, you see celebrities because people, A, live here.
Yeah.
They travel here. It's San Francisco. I mean, this place doesn't suck. So people are here all the time, but that was a cool story.
I'm asking if I can have the winner.
They borrowed the racket from the chick and they went and played and
she just shows up late night to a tennis court and two guys are playing tennis and she goes, "Hey, I want to see if I can play winners." And they're like, "Hell yeah."
Oh my goodness. Is this for real?
Yeah.
Wow. What?
Yes, please.
Holy crap.
The thing I noticed is they either didn't film the game or they didn't publish it, which is smart because she doesn't want to look bad like she's getting beat by some tech nerd.
I mean, you never get beat, but because she's the greatest.
How sick would that be? Would you? Okay, so are you good at any sports?
I mean,
before I ask the question,
I like Wii Sports.
Okay,
I play pool.
Okay, so let's say like the best Nintendo player or pool player comes up,
yeah.
do you step your game up? Like, do you go, this is the best game I ever have to play? Or do you yeah. just enjoy the moment?
Well, even like, even if I like, in like met a ball player or like even like a baseball player, if I met Barry Bonds, I'd be yeah. like, throw a pitch at me.
Right,
I mean,
right,
you know,
right.
like I would, if I met somebody to do their sport, I would probably try to do their sport. Like I'd try to ball against Curry or, you know, do something like that. I mean, I'd break both my ankles and I'd pass
it.
Out. I hit my inhaler. Like it'd be bad.
After a heated bidding war between major publishers Penguin, Random House, landing the rights to the former president and first lady's memoirs, a deal worth a reportedly $60 million.
So both the Obamas, Michelle and Barack, are putting out books.
Big ass book
at the
deals,
end of the year.
Getting paid.
$60 million.
Paid.
They're saying that the $60 million deal covered both Michelle and Barack's book deal. Because
Michelle Obama's book is really the book that people are interested in, and that they did them together probably so that her, she wouldn't be getting more than President Ooh. Obama and embarrassing him.
So we not want Michelle's book. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not
we
to disrespect him.
Yeah.
They just kind of rounded
Michelle
it.
Michelle is the... I'm very political. Michelle is... the one in that relationship. Michelle can run. Michelle could be our first woman, black woman president, or Oprah. It could be either of them. But Michelle's got game. She's a savage. She's
yeah.
a savage. Obama's, he's got skills too.
But he's written a couple books already.
But he's already done some books. People have had his books. But Michelle on the book tour,
they love
sell
her.
Out.
They
like,
love her.
You love Michelle Obama. You love her. Or you voted for Trump.
Did you read about rapper Kodak Black?
I've heard things about him. Is he dating the Cash Me Outside girl? Is that why he's in jail?
No.
I heard he was in jail for the Cash Me Outside because, hello, she's 13.
Dude, he was in jail. He was in jail for something. He gets released. 3 months ago, he's on house arrest.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Ankle bracelet. He manages to record one song and schedule a concert tour. Somehow, he violates his house arrest probation.
Yeah.
He goes back to jail.
Yeah.
And so now, not only is he back in jail, yep. but now all the promoters are like, great, we got to cancel the concert.
Yeah, he's not on that trap tour or whatever it was.
No.
So, I mean,
how do you violate house
dude,
probation?
Here's the thing. What's up, internet rappers? If you're listening, don't do stupid stuff. Like, if you get your $40,000 advance, don't go to the club.
Right.
Invest it.
Right.
Put it in the bank. Don't go buy a Camaro that does 800 horsepower and take it to the club because you're going to end up arrested.
Right.
I mean, just go back to the studio. Just take your money and go to the studio. Like,
dude,
that's just put out work.
But out of all the things that you make a mistake on, house arrest means don't leave your front door.
Don't leave.
How
don't
do you
leave.
Accidentally leave your house? I would love for a judge to tell me, Strawberry, you cannot leave your house for 30, 60 days. I'm like,
yes.
All right, cool. I got Netflix.
I would love it. If I was on house arrest, dude, no
Amazon
doubt.
Delivers.
No doubt. Yeah, I would have Amazon. I would have Dish Dash, uh-huh. whatever it is. I would be chilling. But SoundCloud rappers, man, what do you expect?
Does it surprise you that Chris Brown is in trouble again?
No. I hear he's got an addiction to Molly and Lean. I read that today.
Whoa.
They are saying, their insiders are saying, DJ Vlad posted about it, so it's probably real. Insiders are saying that he has a Molly and a Lean problem. But again, wouldn't be surprised only because it's 2017. He has erratic behavior.
Uh-huh.
And we've all seen it. It's not like it's like, oh, Chris Brown. No, he's totally. I've never. No way. No. No, he does 100 miles an hour in a motorcycle in his gated community going over lawns like trash. I mean, like, you hear about it, you see the stuff.
His ex-girlfriend Carucci put a restraining order out on him.
Yeah. Oh, he got the restraining order. That's wonderful.
And then Carucci's friend, what's his name? Joseph. I guess he said something about Chris Brown. Chris Brown allegedly sent gangsters after him and saying, hey, I'm going to F you up too.
Yeah. And this all goes down on Instagram.
Don't tell on yourself. Stop snitching on yourself. He even put a video out, which makes you even more scared of him. He's like, yeah, if I can't have you, nobody can.
Ladies, y'all be complaining about being like stalkers in love with y'all, kind of crazy and get tired of it. Well, guess what? I'm one of them. If I love you, bitch, ain't nobody gonna have you. I'm gonna make you miserable. I'm gonna chase that nigga out. I'm gonna chase your ass around.
That's how you end up in jail.
Yeah.
That's how you get a restraining order put on you. That's dumb.
If I can't have you, nobody can?
Yeah, I mean, come on now, dude. He's a good dancer. His songs don't suck that much. Get it together.
If you're a rapper, I guess one of the things you need to have is a gun. Apparently, that's what my handbook says.
Yeah.
So he went to the Super Bowl party. He went to Diddy's Super Bowl party, and apparently Joseph, who's the friend of Carucci, and then he's the one who just put a new restraining order on Chris Brown.
Yep.
He says that Chris Brown got in his face and says, I'm going to F you up every time I see you, so you better get the F out of here or I'm going to lay you out. And he throws a drink at him. He says, move, bitch. We ain't friends. And then wave a gun in the air and stuff like that. You know, standard operating procedure.
And again, wouldn't be surprised. But you know what? Molly and Lean, that'll mess you up.
I think that's what's happening?
The problem is, Lean essentially is an opioid. Not to get too technical, but Lean is an opioid. An opioid is what is wiping out, like, the East Coast with... like Oxycontin and all this crazy stuff that you should not take, people, because that stuff will kill you. And it just messes you up. It just deteriorates your brain capacity, and you do stupid stuff like that.
Right.
So it was just a few weeks ago when Bea announced that she was pregnant with twins, and given the size of her belly bump, fans began speculating that she may have to drop out of her headlining spot.
She gonna have twins, man. She gonna have babies.
Of course she's not going on stage.
Hell no. So she will not. No. Hell no. So those Coachella, babies are a national treasure.
So Coachella said, okay, Lady Gaga's gonna fill in. And everyone's like, all right, cool, Lady Gaga. Plot twist, apparently Lady Gaga wasn't their first choice. There was
or
a list.
Second or third, fourth.
She was fifth.
She was fifth.
So first Coachella was thinking about Adele, then Rihanna. Justin Timberlake.
Chance the Rapper, I heard, right? He's in there. I heard a Rihanna Chance the Rapper was going to be a thing.
After Justin Timberlake, for whatever reason, they thought that Nine Inch Nails could headline on Saturday.
Who?
And then they go, hey, you know what? How about Lady Gaga, the girl who jumped off the Super Bowl stadium?
You're blessed to get a desert hippie show from Lady Gaga.
She's about to launch out on her world tour anyway. She's going to do a world tour. She's ready for Coachella.
They got props. They got lights. They got everything. Like, just point them to India or wherever it is.
So I made it to Harvard. Never thought I'd be able to say that in my life, but it feels good.
Oh, she's so sexy.
So Harvard University gave Rihanna the Humanitarian of the Year Award. How much of that decision was based on all the stuff she's doing, like encouraging education and building hospitals, and how much was it they just wanted a selfie with her?
I think it's about 100% selfie, but she claims she a rude boy, bad bitch.
Right.
Which she is. She is, but... she cares. She puts a lot of her money.
Mm-hmm.
She's built hospitals.
Yeah.
She's built schools.
Yeah.
She's taking Barbados. She's like the mayor. It's from Barbados, right? Yeah, she's Barbados. She has taken care of Barbados. She's done a lot for her hometown. She puts a lot of money where her mouth is. Even though she's a rude boy, bad bitch, she still does.
When I was 5 or 6 years old, I remember watching these commercials where they give 25 cents and save a child's life, and you know, and I would think to myself, like, I wonder how many 25 cents I could save up to save all the kids in Africa. And I would say to myself, you know, like, when I grow up and I can get rich,
I'm gonna start crying.
I'm gonna save kids all over the world. I just didn't know I would be in the position to do that by the time I was a teenager.
Yeah, that Pond of Replay. Yeah.
Yeah, Pond of Replay.
Pond of Replay was the first one.
That was when Strawberry met Rihanna.
She told me I was her first radio interview. I don't know if she meant in the States.
Probably, yeah.
But she told me I was her first radio interview.
Because that was, what, 2002? 2003?
I don't know. All I remember, she had a fedora on, and she had those, like, big wooden bracelets, and anytime she moved, all you could hear was clank, 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 clank on the microphone. I'm like, we're doing an interview. Take those loud-ass bracelets off.
Yeah, Rihanna's great.
So now you have a daughter, you're not going to be jumping off the top of a 46-story hotel in San Francisco.
Oh, I'm hang gliding, honey. Take a good picture. I'm dead.
What an idiot.
You heard about the three dudes in Union Square, right?
Yeah.
They were base jumpers.
Yeah.
They jumped off the top of the Hilton. Three of them did it. They jump off 46 floors, throw the parachute, they land... but they landed right in front of the cops. They're like, dude, we saw you falling from the sky this whole time. You're wearing a parachute.
You're going to jail.
Yeah.
You're going to jail.
The two guys got caught, but the woman that was jumping, skirt, she got away.
What?
There was three of them, but only the two dudes got caught.
Did they snitch?
Nah, man. Stitches get stitches.
Nah, all right.
Out of anything you can get arrested for, because there's a lot of stuff I really wouldn't want to get arrested for.
Oh, no.
Base jumping is kind of cool.
Because
you pay a fine.
It's very cool. You pay a fine. It's very white collar. You're not going to get put in a jail cell with meth heads.
Right.
You're probably good. The cops are probably going to be like, that was really cool, but 35 people got that on video, so you're going to jail, but that was really cool. I'm going to watch that on YouTube tomorrow.
What does BASE stand for? It's an acronym.
BASE. No, it's just base jumping,
no,
right?
No, it's like all the different things they jump off. It's B-A-S-E, but there's, I think it's like bridges and other stuff. Look it up.
I'm Googling it, but, oh, building, antenna, span, and earth.
Building, antennas, span, and earth. Yeah, those
that
are all the things these people jump off.
That's stupid. I really didn't want to know that fact. That fact, I thought it was like you're at a base, you're like on a base, I'm jumping like a ledge, kind of like a base. Like,
no, I think those are the rules. Those are the things that these people jump off. It's either a building, an antenna. What's the S again?
Span. So like a bridge.
Like a bridge, yeah. Okay. And then E is earth, which I guess would be like
a rock,
anything.
Like a cliff jumping.
Yeah.
So okay, so you asked if I did sports. I don't, but I did water ski back in the day, and I tubed.
Okay.
And we used to go to Lake Orville
before the dam,
back in the 90s. Back in the 90s, which is keeping it lit. And we would go jump off the Orville Bridge and cliff jump up there. And now we can because there's rain back now.
We land
in the water. My fat ass would jump 45, 50 feet in the air.
No!
45, 50 feet, no problem. I would have the wet socks.
That's a 5-story building.
Yeah. Dude, it was awesome.
Hell no.
Awesome. And you jump off the Orville Bridge, you got to wear the water socks.
Uh-huh.
Or your feet are going to get, it's going to hurt. And I've landed wrong. It hurts.
Honey, take a good picture. I'm dead.
This just in.
Aha.
The Ariana Grande stage crashing
Breaking
thing.
Breaking news for a podcast that tells you about stuff during the week.
Talk about that while I pull up the video, because the dude was on stage forever.
Okay, so I've known this ginger dude for quite some time, and we've done many a shows.
Right.
Concerts and stuff. You've been to them. Triple Ho Show, Summer Splash, EBH, all these shows.
Right.
Nobody rushes the stage.
Nobody goes on stage.
There's nobody backstage that's not supposed to be. And if they are, I'm a snitch. I'll point them out. I'll be like, who's that? What are they doing? You know, like, I'll snitch. No one gets on our stage.
Right.
But apparently someone at the Ariana concert just got on stage, was hanging out, just like, it was so beyond what you let security do.
There's two fans I don't get. The people who throw stuff on stage, like, oh, here's a teddy bear. Like, really?
Yeah.
The other are the people who get on stage, whether it's a rap concert or Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And I love when the people do get on stage, they get speared and the bouncer puts a shoulder in the spine of their back.
They get hit football
style. Yeah.
Those are the best.
Here's Ariana Grande on stage. I'll play by play this for you.
She's just singing.
You can see the dude. He's not only behind her, he's looking around like, why are they still letting me on stage and nobody's...
How did I get this far?
Then the trap door pops up. One of the guys like, hey, you're not supposed to be up there. Come on down. Come on down the trap door. And the dude's like, no, I'm just going to walk up closer to Ariana Grande, who's sitting this whole time. She can't see the dude.
Where's Mac Miller?
There's three different security guards by this trap door trying to get this fan off stage.
And the fan is 20 feet away from Ariana. And Ariana's like 4'2", so...
Yeah, so now he makes a move to Ariana Grande. He's been behind her the whole time, so she didn't see.
Oh, my God.
The fan is on Ariana's right-hand side, and now... We're 30 seconds into this video. He's been on stage 30 seconds, man. A lot of bad stuff can happen.
You've been on stage 30 seconds. That's dangerous.
Security's getting fired. So now security has to come up from the trap door, come out from the side stage, up from the behind stage. And here's the cool part where they don't tackle him, unfortunately, but they do hem him up real quick. From behind. Boom. Gotcha.
Yeah, that was a grabbing move. This wasn't a Hot 97 show.
No. Ariana's cool because she keeps singing.
Yeah.
Notices the dude's getting carried away, waves, and then I think she even tries to calm the security down, right?
Hey, chill out.
Yeah. Hey, chill out.
But hey, did you hear the audio track?
No.
No singing. Which is a good plus. Ariana's actually at her show singing.
When she stops singing on the microphone, there's no more song going on.
Yeah,
she's a real deal.
You don't hear the backtrack, as they say. But it's nuts that the guy got that close without security tackling him.
Right.
Like, you were next to Ariana Grande on stage at her show.
Yeah.
Like, where was Mac Miller? Like, let's be honest.
Where are you on Twitter and Instagram? How do people get a hold of you, Chunk?
I am at I Love Chunk, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Don't poke me. Don't like my pics on Instagram. I have a wife. She's suspect. But, you know, hot chicks add me on MySpace.
MySpace. All right, you know the website, strawberryontheradio.com. Twitter, Insta, Snap, they're all at Strawberry Radio. This is the first edition of the In Case You Missed It podcast. We will try to make sure it sucks a little less each week.
Yes, much less suckage.
So in the meantime, if you could share the podcast and click all the links and follow all the accounts, that would be awesome of you. We probably should have thought of a cool like outro, but until next time.
Bye.
Wow, we really need to work on a good outro. Okay. By next week, we'll have something good.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it.